Pollster Ben Efson says he's not surprised CPP's delegates voted massively to support Ivor Greenstreet as the flag bearer. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Efson said Mr. Greenstreet has distinguished himself in contemporary Ghanaian politics, hence their trust in him. Mr. Efson said the dynamics in politics have changed, a situation he noted was Sammy Nkrumah's Waterloo. He indicated that it is too early to assess Mr. Greenstreet's chances in the November polls. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
If you look at last Friday's Our Daily Dispatch, we said CPP's 2016 slot, Greenstreet to unify CPP. So I wasn't surprised. We had not done any opinion polls, but I realized from what was going on that Dr. Abu Sakara had given his support to Greenstreet. So I knew there was no way, even though Samia would have had a lot of media hype, Samia was going to win. Media hype does not win.
Samia is accusing, you know, Ivor of, you know, vote buying. These allegations, do you somehow see it as being true per what you have witnessed so far or the predictions you made? Do you think it might have tilted the decision in favor of Ivor?
You mean Samia didn't pay anybody? Everybody pays. But I always say, the money is not the beginning and end of politics. Otherwise, incumbent governments in Ghana's electoral history would have lost the election. 2000, incumbent NDC lost, and 2008, incumbent MPP lost. The point is that Sammy have been given such a media hype that everybody seems to be surprised. Apart from the fact that with Abu Sakara supporting Greenstreet, I also know that delegates of the various political parties uphold dynasty or something that akin to NDC rejected Mrs. Rowling's attempt to try and be a flag bearer to the extent that he broke away to form her own party. The MPP rejected the attempt by Dr. Kufuor, younger brother of then outgoing President J.E. Kufuor, to become a flag bearer and possible president. And Nkrumah's daughter, 50 years after he's been overthrown, the CPP delegates that it is not just enough to be Nkrumah's daughter, to be a flag bearer. The guy is not a dynasty or monarchy.
Samia has ridden on the back of her father's legacy and popularity, becoming the chairperson and others. What was the missing link this time round that she didn't use or she didn't acquire to be able to win the flag bearership slot?
You see, for the delegates, I'm sure they took a few things into consideration. That as chairperson of the CPP, she had not delivered in terms of ensuring that the CPP had offices and so on. The CPP is woefully lacking. And you are the chairperson and you promised to ensure that the CPP had opportunities and you did not deliver. You think they also endorse you to be a flag bearer. And one of the things that also did not go in her favor was the possibility that, you know, if she had won, she would have teamed up with the team of PPP and have an electoral alliance with the MP. So these things worked against Samia.
Well, now let's look at Mr. Greenstreet's speech. He emphasized the need for unity and being touted or tagged as a unifier. Do you think he has the wherewithal to ensure that he brings this accession to pass?
That, you know, the thing from onset had been against Tabi Mele, Abu Sakara, and Samia. So that Abu Sakara leaving, Greenstreet is in a better situation to appeal to Samia's supporters than Abu Sakara appealing to Samia's supporters or Samia appealing to Abu Sakara's supporters. Yes, she's a middle person to try unify the party.
Do you believe Ivor Greenstreet can make an impact in the 2016 general elections?
Having been elected on two occasions as general secretary, clearly he knows the political terrain. We have just started our work towards opinion polls, and I'm sure by God willing, by September and the early October, we would have had a fair idea as to his impact in terms of percentage.